With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. It's not Don Adams' nature to address political issues from the pulpit of Mid-Cities Baptist Church in California, he says. But when his governor attempted to use scripture to justify the killing of unborn children, Adam knew he couldn't keep silent. I sincerely pray for Gavin Newsom to hear the gospel from someone he'll listen to and be saved, Adam told Baptist Press. On September 15th, Newsom announced the launch of billboards in 7 states that outlawed abortion in the wake of the Supreme Court decision of Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization. The billboards varied in messages, but those in Mississippi and Oklahoma contained a section of Mark 12:31, which reads, "Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these." John MacArthur, the pastor of Grace Community Church in Los Angeles, issued an open letter to Newsom. In it, he criticized the governor's leadership as instrumental toward driving the state into epidemics of crime, homelessness, sexual perversions, and other malignant expressions of human misery. Lawrence Smith, recruited to lead communications for the Kentucky Baptist Convention, finds inspiration in the Apostle Luke. "I've always tried to point to the first 4 verses of the Gospel of Luke," he told Baptist Press. "I consider Luke to be a great journalist. Luke 1:1-4 tells of Luke's desire to write for Theophilus, a truthful and orderly account of what eyewitnesses said of Jesus, accounts that Luke himself had investigated." Smith, the 2-time Emmy winner who has worked in journalism and Southern Baptist life for decades, didn't realize he would be the first African-American to direct a communications team for a Southern Baptist state convention when he began with the KBC back in January.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Based on 1 Kings 19, a Lifeway Bible study says, we find God instructing Elijah to go out and stand on the mountain in the Lord's presence. Elijah leaves the cave and God passes by. Elijah experiences a mighty wind, an earthquake, and a fire. We might expect God to speak in ways that reveal His power and authority like an earthquake or a fire. But instead, what we find is instead God speaks in a quiet, still voice as the wind. Read the full story at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.